Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God is still in control. He's still on the throne. I've entitled this meditation, God is in control. Count it all joy. Sovereign, let this word burn its way deep into your soul. God's sovereignty is the bedrock truth of life. Webster says, sovereign has everything to do with power. It often describes a person who has supreme power or authority. Note the word sovereign has the word reign in it. As used in reference to God, it refers to his absolute reign over all. It is the idea that God is totally in control. God has his fingerprints on everything that happens. He permits some things, he prevents some things, and he promotes some things. But all things are under his sovereign control. As Paul wrote, "For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." Let that little word all sink in. It is a big word. There is no such thing as luck. There is neither good luck nor bad luck. Rather, the sovereign God is in control of everything all the time. And yet God's sovereign control does not violate the reality of human responsibility and human response. There is mystery here. But clearly, God is sovereignly in control of all. As the book of Revelation says four times, he is the Alpha and the Omega. Everything begins and ends with God, and he has everything to do with everything in between. If you see the sovereign hand of God in everything, it affects the way that you see life. This is the Bible way to see life. God's sovereign control is on display everywhere, all the time. Psalm 19:2 says, "Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge." The relentless pattern of day and night testifies to God's sovereign control and order of nature. In Acts 14, Paul and Barnabas spoke of the witness of God. Quote, "In that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons." Acts 14:17. The whole of life is continually being ordered by God's sovereign control, and nature itself testifies to this reality. It is with this Bible background regarding the sovereignty of God that James says, "My brethren, believers, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials." Now, James is not calling us to be masochists who enjoy pain. Rather, James is calling us to see that God is sovereign over all the trials of life that he permits to come into our lives. It's not that we rejoice in the trial itself, but rather we rejoice in the fact that God is using these trials in our lives for a good and sovereign purpose. It is the truth that all things work together for good to those who love God. It is that truth that James ultimately has in view. Compare Romans 8:28. In interpreting the Bible, it is always good to read the whole sentence and get the entire flow of thought in context. James 1:2 is not the whole thought. He continues on in verse 3 saying, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. The trials of life are testing times. They are proving times. They are refining times. But note, it is in knowing that God is at work and using these times that allows us to count it all joy. Our joy is in knowing that the trials of life, under the sovereignty of God, have purpose and value. You could write over the trials of life, quote, "God at work." So, we don't necessarily rejoice in the trial itself. That's not the complete thought. Rather, we rejoice in knowing the truth that through it all, God is at work. And the specific work that James has in mind, as he goes on to say, is that through our trials, God is working patience or endurance in our lives. They say that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Well, I guess sometimes. They also say that no pain, no gain. And it is true that spiritually speaking, we grow stronger in our walk of faith as we grow through trials. Trials force us to grow. No one likes trials, but we do like the outcome of getting spiritually stronger in the process. Therefore, James says, "Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete or mature, lacking nothing." James here deals with our attitude in the challenge of trials. Realizing that God is at work to strengthen us through this, we should yield to this reality, allowing for God's maturing work in our lives to take place. Realizing God is in control of the trial and that it ultimately has a good purpose allows us to meet these challenges with joy. Joy in the reality of God's sovereign work in our lives. Chuck Swindoll says that he believes that life is 10% about what happens to us and 90% about our attitude. Attitude is huge. We often cannot control what happens to us, but with God's help, we can control our attitude, knowing that God is in control and that He has a good purpose in all that He allows to come into our lives. The story is told about Johnny Erickson Tata and how she was speaking at a woman's conference that was overbooked. Consequently, the chairs were crowded together. Some of the women were complaining about it. Johnny, with her typical smile, came up to speak in her motorized wheelchair. And she said something like this, "I have heard that some of you are upset about the chairs that you're having to sit in. Let me tell you about the chair that God has placed me in since 1967. Perspective. Suddenly, the entire atmosphere of the conference changed. When we realize God's sovereignty over our trials, it suddenly changes our entire perspective. We bow before God, knowing He is at work in and through it for our good and His glory. Indeed, armed with this perspective, we can count it all joy when we fall into various trials. James 1, 2 through 4, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Lord, we thank You that You are sovereignly in control of the whole of life and all that comes into our lives in the forms of trials and challenges and difficult times. Lord, it is a comfort to know that You are at work through these things, that You have a purpose, You are refining us, You are strengthening us through it. And so, Lord, we rest in Your sovereign care. Lord, again, we thank You for the truth of who You are, what an awesome God who is in control of all things. We thank You for this, and we pray in Jesus' name, amen.